Areena.
Nyt kello on tiistai-iltapäivässä tullut siihen kohtaan, että se on 15.55 ja vuorossa ovat englanninkieliset uutiset.
With news from Finland, I'm Wiv Stenger. Good afternoon. Finland's unemployment rate rose again last month to around 10%. The number of job seekers rose to nearly 260,000, up by more than 30,000 from a year earlier. Joblessness increased across all age groups, however, more men than women had found jobs. The unemployment trend rate was about the same as in August, the bleakest readings in years. President Alexander Stubb joined leaders from around Europe in an open letter today in support of Ukraine. They said they're working to ensure long-term financial support for Kyiv based on frozen Russian assets. Stubb is expected to attend a meeting on the subject in London on Friday. A day earlier, Prime Minister Petteri Orpo is to take part in an EU meeting in Brussels, with financial support for Ukraine also on the agenda. Meanwhile, two out of three people in Finland think that Orpo's government has performed poorly. That's according to a survey by pollster Verian. 40% of respondents believe the government has performed downright badly. On the flip side, 30% said they're satisfied with the cabinet. Finn's party voters were most satisfied with its performance, with 70% saying the coalition has done a good job. The survey also suggests that the opposition Social Democrats and the Centre Party were the most popular parties in the country, with over half of respondents having a positive impression of them. The Finns Party evokes the least positive feelings among voters. And the comet known as Lemon can now be seen in the Finnish sky even with the naked eye. That's according to the Astronomical Association URSA. It says the best time to observe the comet is between now and November 5th, weather conditions permitting, of course. According to URSA, the comet is visible almost equally well in southern and northern Finland. However, in southern parts of the country, it will be easier to spot in November. The best time for viewing is between 7 and 8 p.m., depending where you are in Finland and on the cloud cover. And you can read more about how to find it on our website, yle.fi/news. The forecast calls for a mixed bag for comet watching this evening. It should be partly clear in most areas through tomorrow, but snow, sleet, and rain are possible in the north and showers in the west tomorrow. Highs remaining in the single digits, but rising up to 10 degrees Celsius in the Åland Islands. Tonight's lows between -2 and +5 degrees Celsius. Winds light to moderate, but strong on all sea districts. And there's a warning of slippery roads in parts of Lapland today and tomorrow in the southeast. You've been listening to Yle News.
Yle Radio 1.
Luomiskertomuksen aiheena on Tuomas Kyrön kirja Mielensä pahoittaja ja sodankäynnin taito.
Mulla on tapana kirjoittaa ensimmäiset versiot ihan ilman suodattimia. Ne on ihan kauheita ja ne on puolet liian pitkiä. Ja sitten alkaa viilaaminen.
Uusimman luomiskertomuksen voit kuunnella esimerkiksi Yle Areenasta jo heti perjantai-aamuna tai vaikkapa Yle Radio 1 lähetyksestä lauantai-aamuna kukon.